It is Wednesday. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, but no fooling. Today is also Census Day. The U.S. Census Bureau observes today as Census Day. Joining us right now from the U.S. Census, the Associate Director for Communications, Ali Ahmad. Ali, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us on this morning, Paul.
On this Census Day, what exactly does that mean? What is Census Day all about?
So Census Day is not like Election Day or Tax Day. It's not the day you do the census. The census started March 12th and will continue for many more months. But it's the reference date, the date where we determine, you know, who we're counting and where they're going to be counted in the census. So a child born up to 11:59 p.m. today counts in the 2020 census. After that, that child would first be part of the next census.
Okay, that's good to know, and avoids some confusion. Everybody should have gotten something in the mail by now, right?
So everybody's gotten at least two invites, except for some very rural areas where we have different operations to reach people. And about 20% of the country has gotten a paper form, but starting next week, those that haven't responded yet will get a paper form in the mail. But everybody's gotten that invitation to go online to 2020census.gov and fill out the census.
What's the response rate? Have most of us filled that out by now, or are a lot of us still lagging behind?
Well, you know, we're on track as a country. You know, we've got more than 50 million households nationwide that have filled it out, so that's a little over a third of where we're going. Actually, can proudly report that in Michigan, you're at a 41.9% response rate so far. So 41.9% of households in Michigan have already filled it out. Port Huron just a little bit behind at 41.6. Same for St. Clair County. So your community is doing a great job of stepping up and responding to the 2020 census.
By what date does everybody have to respond before you start sending people out door to door?
Well, you know, this is one of those things that's affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We have our field operations have been suspended temporarily, and that means we're working on adjusting our overall dates. But you have well into the summer to respond online. But the best thing to do to make sure that we've got your information and that you're responded and that your household response is in is to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah. Remind us why this is so important, Ali.
So first, it's in the Constitution. And in the Constitution, what it says is that the political representation in the House of Representatives comes from an actual enumeration or complete and accurate count of the entire country and where people live. But even more than that, today, it drives $675 billion in federal spending alone every single year. And that money actually really directly supports things like healthcare in communities, healthcare infrastructure, emergency services, schools, roads, transit. It really helps you shape your community's future for the next 10 years when you stand up and you're counted. And we really encourage people to do everything they can to respond themselves and encourage others to respond themselves, because that gets us the best, most accurate, and most complete data.
As we said, the mailings have gone out. Everybody should have gotten the invitation to respond. But if somebody, for some reason, misplaced it, lost it, the dog ate it, they haven't gotten to their P.O. box yet because of the lockdown, what can people do to respond to the census, even if they haven't gotten the mailing?
So on the mailing, there is a code that you are asked to plug in when you start to take the census. But if you don't have that code, it is no problem at all. You just click on the link below that says without an ID, and you'll be able to go plug in your address. It'll confirm your address, and then you'll be able to take the census. And so really, not having the code, it's just like an extra 30 seconds on the form. And we're hearing people are taking basically between 5 and 10 minutes to fill it out, even if you've got a few kids or a lot of folks living under your roof.
All right. Not that difficult, pretty easy to do, and pretty important to do too, isn't it?
Easy, safe, and important. That's
all
what
right.
We say.
Very good. Hey, Ali, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it. Happy Census Day.
Happy Census Day to you all, too.